Live.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control anytime. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Literally anything goes. Political, personal, whatever it is that's on your mind, whether it be a rant you want to get off your chest, you've got some sort of issue or agenda that you want to push here on national or rather worldwide radio, you're welcome to do it. 1-800-259-9231. Also, I'd normally invite you to get online at freetalklive.com, but right now we're having some server issues, and we've been having them throughout the afternoon, so if you've been trying to get on, now you know why. And so obviously you're not listening on the internet feed right now, because normally we do have live streaming, and hopefully within the next 30 minutes we're going to get this this issue resolved. Anyway, so we got a whole bunch to talk about tonight. Of course, it is Jason Wednesdays, so
hooray,
you're here with us, and we're going to get to one of your articles coming up soon. But Manwich apparently has some hot comments about this adventurer who is... what, about to run out of fuel or something like that? I don't even know what's going on, man. Can you brief me here?
I can brief you. There's a gentleman named Steve Fawcett who's attempting to fly solo nonstop around the world without refueling his plane.
By the way, my board op is reminding me that we do have alternate feeds, so if you wanted to go to GCNlive.com, you could tune in there. There you go. All right, moving on.
Got it. Well, his plane... recently, you know, he took off from Kansas, and he's about three quarters of the way around at this point, maybe two thirds, three quarters. Mm-hmm. And now they're saying.
And how long ago did he take off? Is he staying awake the whole time? What's he doing for this? I mean, wouldn't it take
he
you?
He left on Tuesday at five Greenwich Mean Time, 5 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
I can't imagine what time that was, but in Kansas, but Greenwich Mean Time was 5 o'clock, so it's been a little while.
He left from Kansas. And I saw something. I think I saw something on Fox News' website that he's planning on going to Hawaii or just past Hawaii or something like
that.
Well,
that's his
before he lands.
That's not his planned land. His planned land is back in Kansas.
But if he's running too short on fuel, I think he's going to land in Hawaii.
Well, now isn't the point of it to refuel in the air?
No, he's not refueling.
Really?
That's the world record. You know.
Oh, how big of a fuel tank would you need for something like that? I mean, gosh.
I don't know. Maybe those two there's three fuselages that appears in the plane, and maybe two of them are filled with gas.
Ah, okay.
Gas.
Gotcha.
I don't know.
So it's a big old plane then.
It covers a lot of area, but it's not what you would call a large luxury plane by any stretch.
Is he just a maniac or something like
that?
Well,
he just wants to get his name out there, and right? That's why I think that this might be the greatest PR coup perpetrated on the American people this year. I bet you he's got his PR people out there saying, okay, now's when we'll go for the running out of gas story. Because did you know that this guy took off on the world?
Hell no.
Nope. We didn't know until he was running out of gas.
Uh-huh.
So I don't think he's running out of gas. I say he lands it on fumes, quote-unquote, in Kansas and completes the world record. Because he's not actually running out of gas. Supposedly 15%...
Isn't he a millionaire already or a billionaire or something like that? Isn't he just crazy rich?
Yes, he is crazy
rich. He's one of these rich guys that's just got nothing better to do than just go adventuring, right? He's now an adventurer.
Right. Yes.
And so how's he going to turn this into any sort of capital for him? I mean, what's he going to do?
He just wants
an action figure?
He just wants the legacy,
I
know?
See.
He's an adventurer, and he wants his name to go down.
It will be nothing more than...
You can name a few adventurers, right?
This legacy will be nothing more than another name in the Guinness Book of World Records, though.
Well, there's a few adventurers you can name. You can name Admiral Byrd, who found South Pole, maybe. The Dr. Livingston, who was lost in the jungles of Congo or something like that.
The only reason I know who Dr. Livingston is because they reference him in Looney Tunes cartoons.
Maybe that's what he's going for. I'm just saying he's going for the celebrity of it all. He's not a famous adventurer. You know, at this point, he's not a famous adventurer. He is not a famous billionaire. He's just a guy with a whole bunch of money. So he wants to be a famous guy with a whole bunch of money. And I think that, in fact, his plane isn't running out of gas at all.
That is an interesting, a very interesting point.
And I think that since I said it was the biggest PR coup of the year, I think that the last year's would have been Janet Jackson's boob.
Yeah.
That's a great PR coup, though.
So the suggestion
Look at her career since then.
Well, sure.
And she didn't pay anything.
What, is her career on the uptick?
Yeah, she's not doing too bad.
I didn't realize that. I just thought everybody just searched the internet for her, you know, nude pictures.
Well, that's what they're doing, but that's why her career's in the military.
So it helped her CD sales.
I'm sure Adam Ant could sure use some, you know, nude pictures of him on the internet right about
Adam
now.
Adam Ant.
The girls from I don't know, what's the Walk Like an Egyptian? I'm trying
Bangles.
To think. The Bangles could sure use some old nude pictures of them show up on the internet right about now.
Good point. 800-259-9231, so I don't know. I guess there's not really any sort of commentary that we can make on this.
Well,
there's no real question. Do you think he's faking it or not? I mean, as far as what we can ask the listeners.
There is that. No, no, there's not any commentary at the listeners.
What's the guy's name again? Let's give him another mention.
Because we want him to be famous.
Just, I want to try and remember the dude's name.
Stephen Fawcett.
Who?
Stephen Fawcett.
What did he do to get his money? Does it say there?
We were discussing that before the show, and we think, and we're not 100% sure, we didn't do the search on the internet like we could have, but we believe that he might have been the guy who founded Virgin Records.
Maybe. Interesting.
But,
maybe.
Maybe not.
Frankly, we have no idea.
Right.
Well, anyway, moving on. So, Jason, where are we going to next?
Let's go to Indiana.
Okay.
Noblesville, to be precise.
A nice name.
Did we do this, by the way?
Oh, no, we didn't.
We didn't. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them at 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. That is 1-888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
Super. Super. Noblesville, Indiana. I've actually been to Noblesville.
Uh-huh.
I saw a concert there.
How is it?
Noble.
It's, yeah. Noble corn stalks.
Right.
Yeah, lots of corn in Indiana.
There's an Indiana National Guards recruiter. He's been charged with sexually assaulting at least six women he enlisted in the military, prosecutors said. His name is Sergeant Eric Vettisi. He's age 36, and he's facing 31 counts of rape, sexual battery, official misconduct, and corrupt business influence.
Now, so he was actually forcing these gals against their will, and why didn't he get reported sooner?
Well, yeah, because if it was only six girls and he's got 31 counts... Does that mean that he... Well, it's not 31 counts of rape. It's 31 counts of rape and what else?
Sexual battery, official misconduct.
Sexual battery is the big one. That
sexual battery is the big one.
Wait, there's a worse rape than rape?
Well, the rape isn't really a charge in most states.
Oh, really?
States. I mean, apparently Indiana has one. There's like statutory rape, things like that. Sexual battery is the big one.
That's where you beat somebody and
rape force them?
Well,
you force them into a penetration type...
Gotcha. And he did it with six different recruits.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And, quote, these were very young women who were being recruited out of high school. And
they all are.
For the most part, yeah.
All the women in high school are very young, and all the recruits are coming out of high school.
Well, Hamilton County Prosecutor Sonia Learcamp said, some of the women were groped, and at least one of them, actually doesn't give the figure. It says, at least of them was raped. Omitting information, perhaps? Carrying on. The guard began investigating Vettisi in January 2004 when a recruit accused him of assaulting her while he was assigned to an armory north of Indianapolis.
Isn't it enough that you have your uniform? I mean, isn't that usually enough for these guys to get chicks with?
You'd imagine. I mean... Don't girls like guys in uniform?
Right.
Well, I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure from the story yet that he, in fact, wasn't getting the chicks with the uniform. I'm not sure about consensual here or not. Like, they might be just too young, and that's what's against the law. I'm not convinced.
Well, it didn't say statutory rape.
That's right.
They usually make that distinction when it is. 800-259-9231.
Not in the first paragraph, they don't.
1-800-259-9231. This is your show. And also, speaking of high school kids, there's some news out of one high school that involves someone with a video phone and what they captured their teacher doing. Fascinating stuff. This is Free Talk Live.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Herb and Spice products today.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year. November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
This is Jeff Donovan, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostick.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name is Joni, and she already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-223-2838. 1-888-223-2838. That's 1-888-223-2838 for Right Size Smoothie.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's your show. You take control. Literally bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and again, anything goes. Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com when the website's up and running. Normally, we're up 99.9% of the time. There's just a bit of a fluke today, and we're working diligently on getting it back online. So normally, you can go to freetalklive.com and sign up for our updates, where we'll send you an email whenever there's something new to announce about the show. I talked to a potential affiliate today. I don't know if I should reveal. Well, I guess I can.
It's a conversation you had. What's the big deal?
Conversation I had with somebody in the Tulsa area.
Okay.
I won't say which potential affiliate it is, but if all goes well, we'll be sending out an update letting you know that we're going to be on in Tulsa on the weekend.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, that would be great. Another 400,000-something potential listeners would be nice. Anyway, 800-259...
Everybody in Tulsa is going to listen to that station all at once.
Everyone.
That's why I said potential listeners. 1-800-259-9231. So we just finished up a story about a high school, some high school girls that were raped by a military recruiter, allegedly raped by a military recruiter, and now a bit of a different high school-related story. The Board of Education in, wherever the hell this is, Asbury Park, is that New York?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. The Board of Education may toughen its policy on the use of wireless telephones in schools after a videotape. Wireless telephones. Couldn't they have just said cell phones? Isn't that, were they trying to just put some extra letters into the article?
I guess, but isn't a wireless phone what you have at your home?
Typically, yes.
Maybe the writer for the article got paid by the word.
Perhaps they worked, sponsored by Verizon Wireless.
on the use of wireless telephones in schools after a videotape showing a Brick Township high school teacher screaming at his students to show respect for the national anthem and then pulling the chair from underneath one student who refused to stand was posted on several independent websites.
That's not going to go well.
No.
No.
The tape was made by a student in Stuart Mantle's class that shows Mantle screaming at his students about standing quietly while the Star Spangled Banner is played. When a student identified on the web only as Jay refused to stand, the video shows Mantle yanking the chair from under him. Now, actually, we haven't searched around for this video yet, but maybe I'll do that once we get the freetalklive.com back up and working. Although state statute does not specifically address whether a student must stand during the national anthem, Ron Rice, a spokesman with the State Department of Education, said there have been numerous court rulings stating that a student cannot be punished for refusing to stand while the Pledge of Allegiance is recited. Rice said those same rules apply to the anthem. Now, is this just something they do in New Jersey or this particular county? Have any of you, when you were going to school, did you have the national anthem played in your class?
No,
not that I can remember.
Is this a new thing? Is this going on anywhere else out there? I know we got Kirby, who's in New Jersey, that listens from time
after,
to time. He's a young person.
After 9/11, it's quite possible that
maybe
some schools adopted playing the national anthem.
Maybe with the nationalistic fervor that this country is living in today, maybe that's why this is going on. On the video, Mantell tells his class to stand and keep their mouths shut. At one point, whistling can be heard, to which Mantell screams. Mantell screams for the student to stop. He also told the students to stop whispering. Then, when the anthem is while the anthem's playing, Mantell approached Jay, who was sitting, and told him to stand. When Jay told Mantell he did not have to stand, Mantell pulled the chair from under him. Is that some sort of battery? Is that...
I wouldn't charge anybody with battery on that. I would just, I think the teacher needs a talking to. You know, look, some people may not feel the same way about patriotism as you do. It's a free country. Leave the kid alone.
In this particular, and by the way, just because you don't want to stand for the national anthem doesn't make you, doesn't preclude you from being a patriot.
If you are assailing people during the national anthem... And you actually put stock in the national anthem, that would serve to be more disrespectful than not standing.
Apparently, the young man asked, "Are you serious?" Mantell replied, "I'm damn well serious." Now, the interesting part of all this, and I think the article reveals this here shortly, is that Mantell, the teacher, no disciplinary action whatsoever against him.
Hmm.
In fact, the school board is looking at banning cell phones. Because somebody in the class happened to have one of those little video phones, and they recorded the entire thing.
Hmm.
According to a written description posted on some of the websites, the student who taped the confrontations was suspended for 10 days.
Hmm. Wow.
Isn't that bizarre?
It is bizarre.
He wasn't the one who was sitting down in the chair. It's not like they could have suspended him for sitting during the national anthem. They suspended him for recording the goings-on in a classroom.
Here's an opportunity to go to private school, get a real education.
Yep.
District spokes bureaucrat Jennifer Strano declined to say whether anyone had been disciplined, but said appropriate administrative action had been taken. School officials also would not identify Jay or the student using the camera phone. Mantell has worked in the district since 2001. School superintendent blah blah bureaucrat issued a statement that not all details cited on the internet regarding the incident are factual, whatever that means. We as a Board of Education realize that we're ushering a new era,
huh?
and will be forced to review our policies and perhaps enforce a more stringent district-wide policy regarding electronic recording devices in the classroom.
You know, authority is always scared of being videotaped.
That's true.
It doesn't it seem like if the teacher handled this in a reasonable manner that he wouldn't be scared?
Of course not. Well, of course, apparently the teacher's not scared because the school board's right behind him, lockstep.
Well, the school board wouldn't be scared then.
It's not a problem. We've taken administrative action and suspended this student for 10 days.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
In the statement, Estrano said each school in the district has a policy prohibiting the use of wireless phones in school during school hours. In the statement, Seidenberger said that he may ask the school board to adopt a stricter policy. Well, how could it get more strict than that? What, you going to suspend the kids for all year for bringing a cell phone to school? Is that what they mean by stricter? They already are not allowed to use them, so maybe that's why the kid was suspended for 10 days, because he violated the rule.
He, quote-unquote, used it, even though he didn't make a call.
Right, he was utilizing his cell phone. He also said he may
What if you have one of these PDA phones like I've got? I keep my notes, and I keep times and dates.
You probably get it confiscated.
Well, this isn't just public schools. When I was going to high school, I went to a private school, and I have a little heart problem, so I was wearing a heart monitor,
mm-hmm.
and it's worn on the belt, and then there are electrodes on your chest.
Uh-huh.
And I was wearing it on my belt.
It looks remarkably like a paper.
Pager. And one teacher stopped me and said, "All right, give me that."
Oh, jeez.
Give you what? Your pager. I see it. Not allowed to have it at school. I'm taking it. Ma'am, this is my heart monitor. I lifted up my bare chest and showed her the electrodes on my chest and said,
"Shut her up.
I sort of need this." And yeah, that shut her up. Yeah.
That's good. Jeez. According to at least one of his...
It's a reasonable thing. And
well, at least she backed off at that point.
Sure.
According
didn't push
to
him down and pull the electrodes off his chest.
Fancy pagers.
Yeah.
I'm not fooled by this.
You're trying to disguise
camouflage
it.
You've got going here.
Oh, boy.
Give him a good kick for measure.
According to one website, the students knew that he was going to go nuts because he frequently has done this in the past, I guess, and so they actually purposefully brought the camera in there just in case the teacher went nuts. 800-259-9231, if you've got comments, if you want to change the topic, that's why we call the show Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. No BO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NO-BO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with No BO. That's no-bo.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231 gets you interactive with the show, and you can literally hijack the airwaves, bring up anything. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can finally get interactive with us online at freetalklive.com. We have got the archives up there, last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described, right there on the front page of the website. You don't have to log in. There's no membership fee, and the website's actually working now, which is a bonus. So go to freetalklive.com anytime, 24 hours a day, and we guarantee you, for the most part, it'll be up. Anyway, we're talking about this story out of apparently New Jersey, where this teacher apparently is just one of these guys with a real hothead. I mean, he likes to yell at his students. And as a matter of fact, what happened was apparently the national anthem was being played during the morning announcements, which appear to be one of those TV show announcements.
Yeah, I guess they're all like that nowadays.
Well, we found the audio, we found the videotape, and I'm shocked at how actually good the video is. These camera phones are way better than I expected.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway, what happened is one kid was in the class, had brought a camera phone in specifically because this teacher had been known to have outbursts like this in the past, and the kids wanted to go ahead and get it on tape or on video, and as a matter of fact, they did. So I just want to just let people know what the demeanor of this particular teacher is. And I'm not going to play the whole clip because there's a lot of dead space in it, but here it is.
I don't want to hear a sound! Not a sound! When the next shot will come on, you will stand quietly, you will pay attention!
I'm sorry, is this the military academy, or is it a high school?
I think he's got the tough class, honestly. I think that he's got the sweat hogs.
hey, come on. Hey, I don't have to stand. Could be.
No, sir.
You know, sometimes you got to maintain discipline in a class. I mean, I don't have a problem with that. It's just that I don't think that a child should be forced to stand during the pledge.
I agree with that.
Absolutely.
But that's it. Now, I do think that they should have to be quiet during the playing of the national anthem and the Pledge of Allegiance.
That's fine and everything, but the dude is yelling at the top of his lungs.
He's got the sweat hogs.
But they're not being very raucous or anything
I watched the film, too, and I saw a bunch of kids talking the whole damn time.
Well, they were having conversations probably the very beginning of the...
That's the point. You've got to be quiet to respect other people's beliefs.
It's probably the very beginning of the day. You know, they usually have the announcements
in
the first
sound.
Period, right?
That's an opportunity not to make a sound.
How much respect are you going to elicit when you treat people like dogs?
I'm sure that it has built up over time.
I think everybody's probably at fault here, but this guy certainly didn't approach this in the right way.
Well, he doesn't look good, but this is a snippet of time.
And then the video basically goes to the kid. Is
now stand up and keep your mouth shut!
Whoa, hey.
This is the best footage ever.
I couldn't understand what that was.
He said best footage ever.
Well, anyway, so the kids then stand up, and the camera's pointed at the ceiling for a while, and then eventually one of the kids starts mouthing off or something.
Stand up!
Wow.
Get off!
I don't have to
stand up.
You have to stand.
Kidding me?
Stand.
Apparently does now.
Are you serious?
I am damn well serious.
Holy shit.
Okay, well, he wasn't supposed to say that. But anyway, so then the kid walks out of the class, and you better damn well stand. You have to stand up during the national anthem. I think it's very unpatriotic to force people to do things in this country. I mean, even if you feel like the national anthem is this sacred music that, you know, must be respected to the utmost, you're disrespecting other people's personal freedoms and their rights by forcing them to do certain things during it. Don't force me to take off my hat. Don't force me to put my hand over my heart, and don't force me to stand up.
Well, you can be quiet too.
Sure, I understand that. I mean, I understand that it's his class and everything like that, and he can set the rules. So there's definitely kind of a blurry line at some point here.
I feel like standing up is a sign of respect for other people's beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, putting your hand over your heart during the pledge. It's that, you know, we start getting into that whole weird, you know, the weird Nazi origins of the pledge.
Mm-hmm.
I
this
like
wasn't
the
even the
anthem.
Pledge.
Although I think that the America the Beautiful should have been the national anthem. I think that it's crazy that the Star Spangled Banner ended up that way.
It's too bad this wasn't the pledge, because then I'd be able to go ahead and attack the pledge like I normally do, but it wasn't. I don't really have anything to say about the national anthem.
Right.
I've never understood why you have to take your hat off for it, though. Isn't that the one you have to take your hat off for?
Yes.
Allegedly?
Sure.
If you're in a baseball park or whatever?
Yep. Right.
Well, why?
If you're anywhere and it's being played.
Where'd that come from?
A sign of respect.
Yep.
I don't understand where that came from.
I think it had to do with Queen.
Hats are disrespectful.
King.
I see.
You know.
When you're in the presence of royalty, you take off your hat.
Right. That kind of thing.
800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. So there you go. So the kid with the camera was suspended for 10 days. Now,
that's right.
We don't know what happened to the guy that wasn't standing up. He was
right.
Still sitting down. The article doesn't make it clear if any sort of detention. I mean, he actually walked out of the class, so I would expect.
And said a couple of expletives.
Right. I would expect that he.
If you'd have said that word while I was in school, oh boy, you'd have been in big old trouble.
I'm sure it's a regular occurrence these days. But I would expect that, if anything, he would have gotten in trouble for leaving the class without permission. But nonetheless, should the kid really have gotten 10 days suspension for having a camera in class?
I don't think so. I don't think that that the videotaping teachers is that bad of a thing.
That was just the excuse. I mean, yeah, he had a cell phone in class and he was, quote-unquote, using it.
And he violated the cell phone policy.
But he makes the school look bad. He makes the teacher look bad.
And apparently it wasn't hard to do. I mean, they knew this teacher was a hothead, and so they brought this camera in class to record him. Now it's all over the internet.
Now the question
everybody knows who this guy is.
Did the kid who sat slouching in his chair during the Star Spangled Banner, did he in fact, was it staged? You know, was he sitting there because the camera was on?
Could be. A lot of kids were.
I mean, there were a couple of kids there next to the guy playing to the camera.
You know, it certainly could be the case. In which case, it would just factor into the. I mean, they obviously planned to capture something at some point, so it's certainly possible that they had. I guess, they could have just kind of started the incident, but nonetheless, they knew how this teacher would react. I mean, they had him down pat. They understood that if they did a certain thing he didn't like, he'd blow up,
mm-hmm.
and that's what he did. It's just one of those personalities. Now, if this was, and of course this is a government school, if this was a, you know, privately run institution and a teacher was abusing children verbally and mentally and just being an all-out jerk, then something could actually be done about it. And that's the key. With government-run schools, it doesn't matter how awful a teacher is. It really doesn't even matter. As long as they've been there for a few years,
yep.
There's zero chance that you're ever going to get that teacher fired. It doesn't matter if they can't teach worth a hill of beans. It doesn't matter if they abuse the kids mentally or verbally or maybe even physically. You can't get these people fired. Hell, you could probably get away with touching your kids. And
I doubt that.
Well,
that ain't going to go well.
They have a tough time with that one. But even then, they usually just get suspended and paid while they got suspended. It's amazing how hard it is to fire government bureaucrats. That's what I'm saying. Whereas if we had a free market school system, the parents demanded someone got fired, they'd be gone. Because otherwise, the parents could pull their money from the school.
It's not like teachers grow on trees, you know.
There's plenty of people out there that want to teach. Plenty of them. 800-259-9231. This is your show. We got more on the way. And you can take control as well. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231, that's the number for you to get interactive with us. You can also email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. We might just read your emails live on the air. And also, we've, of course, got the Shrine of Female Listeners for you to check out at freetalklive.com. Dozens of ladies have sent us their photograph, and we put them up on our website, which is right there for you. Go check them out. And if you are a lady listening to this show, we'd love to have you as a part of the Shrine. So first, go look at the Shrine. Make sure it's something you want to be a part of. You should know it's not a beauty contest. So women of all shapes, sizes, ages, and colors qualify, as long as you're a woman. We don't want any guys up there. All right? So go to freetalklive.com.
2X chromosomes are what's required to be on that site.
Yep. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manuel.
And Sean Hannity? No.
Boo.
He's not on this show. And
thank goodness.
He'll never be on this show. But we're going to talk about him.
Oh, if he wanted to come on, we'd talk to him.
We'd talk to him.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know if I'd want him in my studio. Because I couldn't trust someone like that as far as I could throw him. Actually, we're going to hold off on that and go to James in Montana, who wants to talk about crazy teachers. James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason,
yeah.
And Ouch.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey,
how
James.
Are you, sir?
I'm addicted.
Great.
Addicted to what?
Your show, man.
Oh, okay.
Excellent.
You
better than cigarettes.
I thought it was
going to
be something more fun, but all right.
No, that teacher, you know... I think he should be suspended without pay for a while or something.
Apparently the school board disagrees with you.
That's totally wrong. That kind of happened to me up here.
You sound a little old for high school, James.
No, my daughter.
Oh, okay.
My daughter was going to the middle school here.
I'm 45 and I'm still a senior.
Yeah, I went back to school. No. A teacher went off on her and actually grabbed her by the arm and left nail marks in her arm.
Ooh.
Yeah. And
what, now, what was she doing allegedly to deserve this?
Talking in class.
Mm-hmm.
That was all. I mean, I don't think... I mean, I went to the school the next day, and I talked to the teacher, and the teacher acted like she'd done nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, she probably beats her kids.
I don't know what the case is, but I'm known as a hothead here now in this town because I went to the principal, and I went off on him. And they suspended her for 2 weeks, the teacher.
Because you went off on the principal?
Because I went off on him.
That's funny.
That would have given you a good 2 weeks worth of time to do a little bit of research into putting her into a privately run school or possibly homeschooling.
Well, she's down in Austin, Texas now with my ex, and she's going to a school down there and doing quite well, I guess. But,
well, that's good. I can understand that the teachers don't want kids to talk in class, and I'm sure it's one of the most consistent challenges that a teacher comes across is kids talking out of turn and talking to their peers in the classroom.
Yeah.
But there's got to be a more creative way to deal with it than grabbing the kid by the arm.
And leaving claw marks, you know, I mean.
Right.
Especially in today's society with all the child abuse and everything, you know.
Yeah, I don't think that the teacher, ever has any reason whatsoever to lay any hand on a child.
Right, exactly. And I agree. And that's why when the teacher acted like she'd done nothing wrong, I went straight to the principal and got a little bit irate.
And as far as I'm concerned, in this situation with the guy that had his chair pulled out from underneath him, I think that if you're sitting down in a chair, the chair is sort of an extension of you. And so I think it's the same thing. It's the same thing teacher grabbing your daughter by the arm. This guy grabbed this kid by his extension, which was his chair at the time, and pulled it out from underneath
him. Right, and the kid could have got hurt if he fell pretty hard.
He didn't. It wasn't anything to where he fell on the floor or anything like that. He knew the teacher was there, and he knew he was going for the chair. He was just shocked that the teacher would be so brazen as to come and do something like that.
Well, and listening to the clip you guys got, I mean, this guy sounds like he's a drill instructor.
He looks like he's a drill instructor. You know? He's a real big, beefy dude, you know, with a shaved head and everything.
He needs to go in the Army or something.
He probably has already been there.
They probably wouldn't even take him.
they pretty much would take anybody these days, James. Huh. You obviously haven't been paying attention to the recruiting numbers.
Well, I don't look at it anymore.
If they can hobble onto a battlefield with
let's just say recently the Army called up a 70-plus-year-old man who had formerly been in the military and asked him to come back to work.
Oh my God, they haven't done that to me yet.
Get ready. Hopefully they don't have your current phone number, James.
Well, I'm disabled collecting Social Security from post-traumatic stress, so they might because I've got numb feelings.
Yeah, there you go. You don't care about anybody anymore.
I don't care anymore, right. So they'll probably call me up and put me right on the front.
We certainly hope not. James, anything else on your mind tonight?
No, you guys are doing a great job.
Thanks for the call, man. We're glad you're listening, and we're glad you're addicted.
Yeah.
All right. See you later. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. So, LouRockwell.com, Paul Servodio, he writes, Sean Hannity is a great American, proclaims a deep-voiced male voiceover on 640 AM WHLO for Sean Hannity's daily radio program.
Ian Bernard is a great American.
Actually, the man doing the voiceover shouldn't announce it with so much gusto. Instead, he should speak the sentence in the form of a question. Sean Hannity is a great American? Unfortunately, that will never happen, at least not on WHLO, where almost the entire program schedule is completely comprised of staunch George Stalin Bush supporters. In fact, WHLO should change their call letters to WGOP. Start your morning off with Quinn and Rose, Bush supporters from Pittsburgh. They're followed by Laura Ingraham, another Bush apologist. Enjoy your lunch with the grand spin doctor himself, Rush Limbaugh. Rush is then followed by his protege, Sean Hannity.
He doesn't even come close to filling Rush's shoes. The show is not good. I listened. I know that if Sean Hannity can make it in this business, I know we're going to make it.
Yeah, what's this radio? Yeah. It's not rocket science. 1-800-259-9231. We'll continue this. The attack on Sean Hannity here. And if you want to comment, 800-259-9231. Do you like Sean's show? Go ahead. Call on up.
He's a great American.
He's a great American. Sure. It's your show. Free Talk Live. Take control.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C-Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C-Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C-Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the back-breaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's your show. You can take control and bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the live streaming there, and we are streaming now. At the beginning of the hour, we're having some server troubles. Everything is golden at this point, so you can go to freetalklive.com if you don't have a local affiliate, although we're growing the affiliate count. Hopefully we'll have a new one to announce very soon. If you don't have a local affiliate, call your local talk stations tomorrow during the daytime and let them know you want to hear Free Talk Live 6 nights a week. It's easy. And you can make a real big difference if you do. So we're talking about Sean Hannity, article from LouRockwell.com, and he's suggesting that maybe Sean Hannity isn't such a great American after all. And he's talking about the lineup on this particular radio station. And he mentions you've got Laura Ingraham, you got a couple Bush supporters in the morning, Laura Ingraham, another Bush apologist, and then, of course, Rush Limbaugh, the spin doctor, grand spin doctor himself. Rush then followed by his protege, Sean Hannity, for your drive home. Please try and eat your dinner with the mangy rabid dog, Michael Savage, who comes on the air with more hate and propaganda. And then he mentions there's a couple of decent shows on after 10 o'clock at night. How can anyone say that Sean Hannity is a great American? What has he done that's so great? Did he speak out against the Patriot Acts? Did he denounce the war of aggression in Iraq? The answer is a resounding no. In fact, not only did he toe the line with regards to the Patriot Act and the war in Iraq, he's beating on the war drums for the military to take on Iran. Are these the virtues that embody a great American? Hardly. When I think of great Americans, I think of people such as Thomas Jefferson, Andrew Jackson, Ludwig von Mises, Henry Hazlitt, Murray Rothbard, and Lou Rockwell. These men are great Americans, greats among so many others. Sean Hannity and Manwich. Sean Hannity is, of course, terrible. Can you imagine that, Manwich, 50 years from now, your name goes into the history books?
That would be great. And of course, it's not my name.
American. Well, it will be. Sean Hannity is a terrible American. In fact, Sean Hannity is an American traitor. Not necessarily a traitor to the United States, but rather a traitor to the very ideas and principles he supposedly supports. In order for Hannity to be a great American, he would have to come on the air on both his radio and television programs and denounce everything that Genghis Bush represents. The opening of both programs would start something akin to this. George Bush claims he embraces capitalism, freedom, and liberty. Let's look at his record, folks. The federal deficit has never been larger. He signed into law more subsidies for farmers. He suspended habeas corpus by declaring people enemy combatants and leaving them in legal limbo, which, by the way, we found out this week that Jose Padilla has been ordered to be charged or released.
That's right.
It's good. Good news.
The government's appealing that decision. He continues to turn America into a police state with both of the oxymoronically named Patriot Acts, and lest we forget the war against Iraq. That, my friends, is not a person who embodies the ideals of capitalism, freedom, and liberty. Furthermore, President Bush says he's a man of unwavering Christian faith. However, I don't see the murder of tens of thousands of Iraqis, Americans, and other people of nationalities.
I heard it was hundreds of thousands.
We have heard of that, actually, hundreds of thousands, involved in the Iraqi debacle as Christian acts.
Well, they're not Christians. They worship a heathen god.
In actuality, Hannity...
That seems to be our take on it, though. You know, if they have too much melanin in their skin,
yep.
they're fair game.
You're not even humans. You don't have rights.
We can practice all we want on them.
1-800-259-9231. So is Sean Hannity a great American? We want to hear from you. What do you think? And anything else goes. You can change the topic at any time. We've got a whole hour to go here. Till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, this is your show. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're tired...